Now he comes to that. And not after Christ, for in him, he says, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is a marvelous verse. For in him dwelleth all the pleroma. And this is a clear-cut statement here of the deity of Christ. You couldn't have it put in a stronger form than we have it here. In him dwelleth all the fullness, not just 99 and 44 100%, but 100%. Now he says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, you're complete. Actually, this is a nautical term, and you could translate it like this in a very vivid way. You are ready for the voyage of life in him. Isn't that a wonderful way of putting it? You're ready for the voyage of life in Christ and whatever you need for the voyage of life. Now, that is where we say Christ is the answer. What's your question? What is it you need today? Are you carried away by philosophy? Then turn to Christ. Are you carried away today by enticing words? Turn to Christ. And we're going to see later on that a great many people are carried away by the little systems of today. Now, he goes on to say here in verse 11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Now, he says to get rid of that which is outward, and the real circumcision is the new birth. Circumcision, Paul says in Galatians, is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but a new creation. It's when you and I come to Christ and trust him as our Savior, and we rest in him. How important that is. Actually, it's identification with Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. It was Lord Lyndhurst who made this statement. He was the great Lord Chancellor of Great Britain, one of the sharpest legal minds, I suppose, of all time. He made the statement, I know pretty well what evidence is, and I tell you, such evidence as that for the resurrection has never broken down yet. The historical fact of the resurrection of Christ is that you and I, when he died, he took your place and my place. When he was raised, we were raised in him, and we're joined today to a living Christ. Oh, my friend, how important that is for us to see today, that we are joined to a living Savior. Friends, this is so important that you will forgive me, I trust, if I bear down on this for just a few moments here, because there is so much today that parallels this type of thing. Paul is saying here, don't let any man spoil you through vain philosophy, and that the important thing is to keep in mind that it's not a ceremony that's been performed on the outside, but it's a question of whether you have been born again, whether you have really know Christ as your Savior. And if you do, we're told here that a Christian life is putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That is, by your identification with Christ. You are buried with him in baptism, and that is, I think, identification with him. That's what water baptism does. You're buried with him, wherein also you're risen with him. Now you're joined to the living Christ through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Now, the operation of God here, this is done only by the power of God, friends. It's not some philosophy. It's not some gimmick. It's not some little system. It's not taking some little course that's going to enable you to live for God at all.